This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court early this morning temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting any more immigrants using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Scott Lucas is a professor of international politics at University College Dublin.
They didn't say yes or no in terms of whether or not the Trump administration can use this Alien Enemies Act, but they said no migrants, not only from Texas, but no migrants from anywhere across the United States can be deported until the federal appeals court makes its determination. So they effectively put the case back to the federal appeals court and issued a temporary stay on any deportations until we get that ruling on the merits of the case.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported.
Depriving Kilmar of his constitutional rights is a threat to everybody who resides in America. He had not heard that. I believe that gave him additional strength.
Abrego Garcia has been moved from the notorious Seacott prison to a nearby detention center, Van Hollen said, but has never been told why he's being held. The Department of Justice has acknowledged Abrego Garcia was deported by mistake after a prior court order prohibited his being sent to El Salvador, a nation he fled about 15 years ago.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. The U.S. and Iran are just about to hold their second round of nuclear talks in Rome today. President Trump has threatened military action if diplomacy doesn't work.
I'm for stopping Iran, very simply, from having a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon. I want Iran to be great and prosperous and terrific.
Iran wants the U.S. to lift its sanctions. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people were killed. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh covered the attack that day. She says the city never let the bombing define it.
Evil will not prevail. What was meant for evil will be turned to good. And that embodies what Oklahoma City is today doing and will continue to do in the future.
Former President Bill Clinton will address this morning's ceremony in Oklahoma City. Thousands attended a vigil at Florida State University last night for the victims of Thursday's mass shooting.
At this point, there does not appear to be any connection at all between the shooter and any of the victims.
Classes were canceled Friday.
We're going to let a few people in at a time.
Though some students returned to the campus to retrieve their belongings left behind during the shooting.
It's definitely really sad, but seeing the community come together and like put down flowers and just really reflect on loved ones and what we really need to appreciate and be grateful for.
A memorial on the FSU campus keeps growing. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, lows around 31. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, back to the mid-50s. It will be a bit breezy at times. Rain is likely Sunday night with a low around 36. Showers in 45 Monday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report, the spring woodcock migration, and some great Wisconsin field trips. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from his home in Wisconsin Rapids again. Well, Jeff, how was last weekend's tournament on Lake Erie?
Well, Lake Erie's always, it all depends on who you are. Lake Erie's always great. If you're a fisherman looking for the fish of your life, it's always fantastic. If you are a tournament director, it is the worst place to be. I can tell you that right now. It never seems to fail that every time I head over to Lake Erie, the weather causes me to lose sleep. Trying to make the call of whether we go or not go or delay but in either case, the anglers got out the days they were supposed to. Friday, they weren't real happy with me when they came across the stage, but it wasn't the conditions where we had small craft or was unsafe. It just was. It was rough. It was big water. It's Lake Erie.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Max Wilson won alongside his partner Mark Wilson. No relation. In fact, Mark is a former Premier League soccer player from Ireland, who Max met when he was over there competing in a world championship for the Predator team. The U.S. Predator team. So they've paired up and done well together already. Max and Mark won with 73 pounds, 13 ounces over the course of those 2 days, which is probably about the top end of Lake Erie right now. A lot of 7-pound fish swimming around out there. We did have a 10-pounder handed in for big fish, but only one of them. Just a couple of fish that graced 9 pounds and some change.
But those are big fish. And was that a trolling bite?
You know what? Guys were catching them trolling, but it really isn't a trolling bite anymore for a tournament. If you really want to do well in a tournament, you better learn to cast and use your forward-facing sonar to pick off individual fish in these schools. Uh-huh. You'll catch plenty of fish trolling. That's still going to be the number one way to get your numbers. But if you are looking to cash a check in a tournament, you better learn to cast.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about you now? Did you and Robert get out for the youth hunt?
We did not. I got back from Lake Erie a little later than expected. We went and decided to go to have a family movie day. And so we did that. And then the one afternoon we had left for the youth season, and then I've got a tag here for this first period. Haven't spent it yet. Did a lot more time fishing than hunting, and we'll see. We'll see if I get a chance to spend this tag. Really, I wanna help my son get a bird next week during his tag, and then we both have C and D tags as well. So we'll try to get out and hunt over the course of the next few weeks. But I actually did some fishing on the Wisconsin River and had a good time. Not a ton of legal fish caught, but we did catch a few. Caught a few slots, sturgeon, catfish, pike. You know, you never really know what's going to be on the end of that line when a rod doubles over. You feel that tick tick on the end of a jig on the Wisconsin River.
Yeah, it is an interesting game with a mixed bag fishery. You try to guess by the way the fish takes the bait, and then once it's on, you know, is it just slugging it out like a walleye? Is it screaming away like a pike, or what?
Yeah, it was fun to be out there. It took a friend of mine from church who's hasn't really had a chance to enjoy the river since he moved to the area, and so he got a chance to catch some fish out there, had a good time. And the white bass are just starting to make their run up the Wisconsin River from Pete and Wells. So folks want to start making their way over if they want to catch some white bass. And I'll be out there after next week's tournament. That run will last for a couple of weeks here. And we'll get some kids out fishing, and we'll get some others out fishing that don't get the chance to. It's just nice to bend the rod, even if you don't eat them. You know?
Yeah. Well, white bass are good eating out of cold water. I don't know how they are on the Wisconsin. And they're fun to catch.
Yeah, I mean, they're okay. Yeah, they're absolutely fun to catch. One of my favorite ways to fish for them is streamer flies.
Oh yeah.
You know, tie a tandem rig and just off the side of the boat, and you can choose to just let that, you know, drift in the current and just kind of pick it up every now and then, or you can kind of drift, let the boat drift downstream. It all kind of depends on what you're looking at for, you know, water flow and things of that nature. But boy, I tell you what, it's nothing's more exciting than seeing two fish on one rod, you know, trying to fight each other, going different directions and trying to reel that in. So seen it many times, and would love to get out there and just watch kids do that again.
You know, on the Wolf River, they do the Wolf River Shuffle, one rod in each hand, and you slip downstream and you pump alternately, right, left, sure, right, left, and they hit those things.
Yeah, yeah, no, and it's a great time. All those rivers will fire up here, and yeah, folks will have a chance to go out and catch the snot out of them. I think it'll be a good spring for it.
Yeah, great. And speaking of fishing, have you seen the new DNR app, the Wisconsin Fishing Finder? It replaces the Trout Regs Finder, and that's sunsetting on May 30th, and it's got all kinds of stuff in it. I've just opened it but haven't dived into it yet.
Yeah, I saw the advertisement come across in an email, a press release from the DNR, but did not go explore it yet. I think I should. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, well, and it's got everything you need to know about when, where, how, and what's legal and everything like that. Folks, you can find it on the DNR website. Keywords are Wisconsin Fishing Finder. Well, as I mentioned last week, my September trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods is full. And they do have a waiting list, though. If you're thinking you might want to or wish you had got a hold of them earlier, there may be a cancellation. You never know. Some folks' plans change. And if you're still interested in finding out, go to blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name, blackisland.com. Well, coming up, charter captain Dumper Dan Welch gets his boats in the water soon. He's not in the water yet, but he's looking forward to spring and talking about cohos actually showing up off Sheboygan already. Unbelievable. Christine Tanzer invites us to attend some field trips with the Natural Resources Foundation, and the Rough Grouse Society's John Steigerwalt talks about the woodcock migration and spring grouse drumming. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us for an update on what's going on with these two societies is John Steigerwald. He is the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for Ruffed Grouse Society and American Woodcock Society, and he joins us from somewhere on the road. John, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Dad, and joining from Rhinelander, Wisconsin today.
Okay, Rhinelander. Is it spring yet up there?
You know, we had a brief moment of spring. It felt like last week. We had some nice weather, but I tell you, my drive over from Spooner this morning did see some snowflakes, so we definitely are headed in the wrong direction.
Oh, boy. And how about the lakes? Is there still ice on them?
Well, they're mostly open.
Okay, good. Well, and you were driving when we set up this interview earlier today, and you said you passed a woodcock on the road shoulder as we were talking. I've rarely seen one out and about during daylight. What was that bird up to?
I think he was eager to get up north. I think maybe we had warm weather last week, and maybe he was one of the early arrivals. But definitely a little bit surprised to see this early in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I've talked to some friends in the Oconomowoc area who are seeing birds and have been seeing them already, and I think some people with permits, of course, are using pointing dogs to locate, and they're trapping and banding birds. That's still going on, isn't it?
It is still going on. It's definitely part of the science that the Ruffed Grouse Society supports being conducted throughout the migratory range of American woodcock. But there's another project that the Ruffed Grouse Society, American Woodcock Society supports, and that's the Eastern Woodcock Migration Study. With most of the work being done in the eastern United States along the Eastern Flyway, there are still some work being done in the Mississippi River Flyway in the Midwest.
Okay. Is that the work you were telling me about that Eric Blomberg was doing?
It is. It's spearheaded by Eric Blomberg. He had a meeting with Eric last week, and he was just going over some interesting facts about the Eastern Woodcock Migration Study and some of the factoids that they're actually learning from that study. It was news to me, speaking of woodcock migration. He was mentioning that one thing that they've started to learn is that through some of the field nest attempts of woodcock, they'll actually migrate many hundreds of miles after a failed nest attempt to try to re-nest again.
Wow.
Which kind of goes against some of the conventional wisdom that a woodcock would, much like a ruffed grouse, try to re-nest in that local area. They more or less just pick up stakes and head further north.
I'll be darned.
Let's try again, see if the habitat better somewhere else.
Yeah. What do you know about the migration this year?
Not a whole heck of a lot right now. It is, as you mentioned, it's just getting going, just getting started. We are definitely a ways off from being able to view woodcock doing their mating dances and displays. It's just getting going right now.
Okay. Well, ruffed grouse, the other bird you folks work with a lot, they should be drumming now.
They are. Actually, there have been a lot of reports from drumming grouse in the field. Talked to some Forest Service staff last week, actually our state ruffed grouse committee meeting, hearing ruffed grouse drumming on the Medford Ranger District and Park Falls Ranger District of the Shawamigan National Forest. I myself was down in the Driftless region last week, and we're hearing tons of ruffed grouse drumming last week. Of course, as I mentioned, we had a warm spell last week, so I think the grouse that we're hearing were out in force.
Yeah. Now, I live in the Driftless, and I have not heard a grouse when I've been out scouting for turkeys. What county are you talking about?
Northern Driftless, actually. We were in Pepin County.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay. That's definitely grouse country. Well, I understand you're going to be hiring new staff pretty soon.
We are. We have a vacancy in one of our forest wildlife specialist positions out of Rhinelander. That would be actually classify them as a habitat biologist with the Wisconsin DNR or in partnership with the Wisconsin DNR. And about the time that this episode is airing, it should be posted on the Ruffed Grouse Society website, ruffedgrousesociety.org, under our employment tab.
Okay, and what does that position entail? What does someone need to be considered for that job?
Somebody with a natural resources background in wildlife, forestry, or ecology. Somebody who's motivated and excited to work with diverse forest management and as well as the diversity of partners. That position in partnership with the Wisconsin DNR does work on a broad range of lands, including state lands, county lands, private lands, and industrial forest lands.
Okay. Maybe some of our listeners have those qualifications, and if so, they can check out the website and see if it's a fit for them.
And anybody interested in the positions are more than welcome to reach out to the Rough Grouse Society. Contact information will be posted on the posting.
Very good. Well, John, I introduced you as the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director. Now, that's a new title. You were Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director before. What happened?
That's very true. Actually, kind of related to hiring positions and new positions within the organization, our conservation region is, and the impacts are kind of growing. Our team has grown since 2020 from three conservation delivery staff in the seven-state region of the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest to about a dozen right now. Trying to manage the amount of projects and work we have going on the ground, we recognized that we needed to split this region into two separate regions, in Eastern Great Lakes and Western Great Lakes. And about a month ago, we brought on board my new counterpart, Zach Evans, out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
All right. Well, speaking of your work, what does your work consist of this time of year?
This time of year, we're really gearing up for the field season, looking at wildlife surveys with some of our staff. Some of our staff were participating with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at their Wingbee just last month. But we have a lot of planning efforts going on right now, working with several of the collaboratives that we have going across the region. We have collaboratives on the Superior National Forest, the Ottawa National Forest, as well as some here in Wisconsin working to expand our work with the Schwamigan National Forest, as well as our private lands work. Our private lands work in Wisconsin is a relatively large part of the workload that we have. 58% of the forests in Wisconsin are privately owned.
Yeah, okay. Well, John, you mentioned Wingbee, and for folks who have never heard that term, what exactly is it?
So the Wingbee happens annually. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service invites people in from state agencies as well as federal staff and nonprofit staff like with the American Woodcock Society. We get together and examine woodcock wings that are sent in from harvested birds to look at recruitment ratio. So looking at the ratio of young birds to adult birds.
Yeah, in fact, boy, I had not heard that term in a long time, but when I lived up in northern Wisconsin, we're talking 40-plus years ago, I shot a bunch of woodcock and I saved wings. And yeah, I participated in that a long time ago. That was fun. Well, John, I want to thank you for joining us, and I'm glad you're now working in a smaller area so you don't spread yourself as thin as you have in past years. And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Much appreciated, Dan, and don't you worry. We'll be around for a while making sure our impacts continue for grouse and woodcock.
Very good. Folks, that was John Steigerwald. He is Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. You can learn all about the projects that we talked about and the job opportunities as well at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch. He is proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at dumperdan.com, and you'll find updates on his Facebook page, including a recording of this report every time we do a new one. And that Facebook page is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And this week's report is also brought to you by a bunch of new sponsors, and we'll let Dan tell you more about them later. New owners of six establishments in the Sheboygan area. We're not even sure what we're going to call it yet. Maybe the Super Six Pack. That's Frankie's Pub, Champ Sports Bar and Grill, and those are both on Indiana Avenue. Dio's Pizzeria in Plymouth, Shuff's on the north side, Peddick's on the south side, and Leno's on the river on South Pier Drive, just a block closer to the lake from Dumper Dan. Well, Dan, I think we're out of time now mentioning the sponsors, but welcome back.
That's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. You know, sponsors are important in your business and mine, but thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me back. And like I mentioned in the past, you know, I want to keep everybody updated early and ending late here in the fall and all summer long on what the fish are biting on, what the water temps are, how to catch them, where we're catching them, pictures on Facebook. That's what I'm here for, and I'm going to continue to do this all summer with you and keep all the anglers happy and on fish.
Sounds good. Now, how has the fishing been?
It's starting out great, Dan. My charter boats are buffed out, bottoms painted, waxed up, ready to go. We're currently putting them in the water here in April. We've waited a little later than kind of normal because of the windy conditions we've had and some of the rain showers we've had. Last year we went in real early in April. Now we're going to go in later part of April, which is fine. Let it blow itself out here, this weather. Over the weekends here, the last 2 weekends, there's been a few of my employees out and then first mate's captains on their own boats and also a lot of my buddies that have their own boats, and they've been doing really well, Dan, on brown trout. Golf course area, 10 to 20 feet of water. Some nice two-man limits of 10 fish up there has been good. Power plant area to Black River has been good in 10 to 20 feet of water close to shore. But they're also getting some coves mixed in already, Dan, which
already?
Is really early
wow.
for that. I think the month of May is going to be like it was last year. It's going to be gangbusters, and we're going to be coming in with limits of coho salmon again, I'm hoping for, the way it's looking.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Now, where do these brown trout go after the springtime when they're accessible in shallow water?
They like the colder water. That's why they're, you know, active right now. But what they do when the water gets warm, they'll go out to that 80 to 120-foot range, and they'll suspend. You'll catch one here, one there on salmon setups or any kind of spoons or sometimes on flasher flies. But they'll go offshore about 2, 3, 4 miles, suspend, kind of follow the bait fish. If we get a big west wind and it cools off again, they'll head in shallow. There's times in July we can catch them in 10 to 20 feet of water, but the water temp's got to be in the low 50s for that to happen. Now is the time to target them. They're easy to get to, fun to catch. They're awesome on the grill, put up a good fight, and they get pretty big in size.
Yeah, well, they are exciting to catch, that's for sure, especially when they're in shallow water and you're just trolling crankbaits near the surface. I don't know what else you do for them, but that's one way we've caught them.
Oh, absolutely. Crankbaits on boards with either monofilament or one or two colors of lead core work well. Spoons are really good. A lot of guys are running mini spoons on slide divers, dipsy divers, or downriggers with like a 40 to 50-foot lead down 5 to 7, 10 feet. So spoons, crankbaits work really well. It's a fun time of year for that, and then we'll transition over to coho. We're already doing it in April, and that'll be May into June, and then everything will be going in June. You know, the kings, the coho, the lakers, the rainbows. Stay tuned on the coho bite. I think that's going to be really good.
We'll be on TV
on Midwest Outdoors with our coho show from last year that was filmed, I believe it was May 12th, and that was outstanding, so check that out. If you miss it on TV, go to our Facebook page or YouTube. You'll see it on there. Action-packed, a lot of fun for the coho as we get into the summer season.
Now, you mentioned high winds, and that's one reason you haven't launched your boats yet. What do you do to protect your boats from high winds, especially when they're coming off the lake?
Yeah, that's a good question, Dan. And when we get that southeast wind, the Sheboygan River gets real roly-poly, and waves come right down the chute and around the corner to me, all the way to 8th Street Bridge. What we do on something like that is, you know, we add more ropes. We tie our boats together, my 6 boats. We'll tie them together cleat to cleat so we don't have a lot of swaying side by side. And then we'll add a fender or two or a bumper to each boat just so it doesn't hit the dock, you know, and you got some cushion there. So we have cameras out at our building so I can watch them when I'm in the office at home or on my phone just to make sure no ropes break or we have any damage. Like just the other day, we had gale force winds of 40-plus miles an hour. Got to be careful when that hits throughout the summer and keep an eye on the boats, keep them tight and weather through it until it calms down.
Well, let's talk about the Super Six Pack of new sponsors. Let's start with Frankie's and Champs. What can you tell us about these places?
Well, Frankie's and Champs, Indiana Avenue, are located pretty close to my place on the river, right up Indiana. They're two great places for lunch or supper, a beer, a soda, shoot some pool, play some darts. They do a great job there. So a lot of people check out them places quite often.
The owners, Sarah and Jesse, are doing a remarkable job on all six of their locations, and great names, great places to go to. The next one, Dio's Pizzeria in Plymouth, is 10 miles west of town. Jenny and I were just there the other day, had pizza, very, very good. Chef's is over closer to my house on the northwest side of town. They have a great menu, great bar, and then Pettix on the south side, and Lino's right down from my place on the river. So they got it all covered from north to south, to east to west, and they work hard. They got a great staff. They're always busy. Check them out when you're in the area. And if you want something on a river for a little more fine dining, Lino's is the place to be when you're down on the riverfront. All six locations, check them out. We go there quite often. Our family and friends do, and they're doing a remarkable job over there at all of the places.
Well, and every one of them has a Facebook page, and we will have links to their Facebook page in our report when Ozzy gets it posted for you so people can find them.
Correct. And I have pictures that they sent me of some meals on their menu. I'll forward over to that Facebook page that Ozzy's putting up, and you can see their name and then some of the food that they have there as well. So check it out. Stop at any one of them. I mean, they're great. And Plymouth west of town isn't that far for pizza. So we go there quite often, all of them. So they're really good. Definitely good places to stop.
All right. Well, you're booking now, I would assume, for spring and summer and maybe even fall.
Yeah, we are. Our mailers went out. We have a big mailing list. The postcards we sent out here about 2 weeks ago, a lot of calls, but it's really steady now. A lot of guys are getting their dates and TV shows we got going on and all sorts of print ads. So, I mean, the phone's ringing, but best thing to do is call me straight up at Dumper Dan's, 920-377-1147, or check out our website, dumperdan.com, and always check out our Facebook pages. We'll have pictures and videos up all season long.
All right. Well, Dan, we will talk to you in a couple of weeks. I think by the time we talk to you again, you'll have your boats in the water. So we will look forward to reports from your actual charters out there on the lake. Meanwhile, folks, you can find out more by going to dumperdan.com or the Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And there you'll find a link to all of the Super Six Pack of pubs, grills, and restaurants and pizzerias that are new sponsors of this report. Dan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds very good. Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Dumper Dan Welch from Sheboygan. DumperDan.com is his website. And on Facebook, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Early this morning, the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to deport more immigrants. Scott Lucas is a professor of international politics at University College Dublin.
They effectively put the case back to the Federal Appeals Court and issued a temporary stay on any deportations until we get that ruling on the merits of the case.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is sharing more details about his visit with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
Depriving Kilmar of his constitutional rights is a threat to everybody who resides in America. He had not heard that. I believe that gave him additional strength.
The U.S. and Iran have begun a second round of nuclear talks in Rome. President Trump's goal?
I'm for stopping Iran, very simply, from having a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon.
Iran, which claims its nuclear program is peaceful, wants the U.S. to lift its sanctions on Iran. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your Republican Senator Patrick Teston wants to unconstitutionally raise your utility bills after President Trump promised Wisconsin ratepayers he would cut energy bills in half. Trump's DOJ has already weighed in on ROFR legislation in other states and called out the significant harm it would cause consumers if passed. Call Senator Patrick Teston at 608-266-3123 and tell him to stand with President Trump and the Constitution by voting no on ROFR. Paid for by the Electricity Transmission Competition Coalition.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, lows around 31. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, back to the mid-50s. It will be a bit breezy at times. Rain is likely Sunday night with a low around 36. Showers in 45 Monday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, joining me now is Christine Tanzer. She's a familiar voice at least once a year on this show. She's the Field Trip Program Director for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. We've had a couple of guests on in the last month or two talking about the Natural Resources Foundation. Their website is wisconservation.org. Christine, welcome back and thanks for joining us again. You've been coordinating the field trip program since 1997. Have you counted the number of field trips you've coordinated so far and the people who've enjoyed them?
Over 4,000 so far.
Amazing.
Yeah. And 80,000 people out in the field.
4,000 trips and 80,000 people in the field. That's great.
Yeah. I've seen kids who've come on field trips when they're young, now grown up and actually gone to college to be in the natural resources profession.
So you and the field trips have had some definite impact on the lives of some of Wisconsin's residents.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful program.
It is. Can you give us a real quick recap on what is the Natural Resources Foundation all about, and then the program?
Absolutely. We started back in 1986. We have a statewide scope of all of Wisconsin. Our mission is to protect Wisconsin's lands, waters, and wildlife, and we do that in three ways. The first one is, like most foundations, we provide funding. Last year, we gave out $1 million in grants, and they went to a variety of projects on state natural areas management and restoration, endangered species recovery, and also small grants to teachers so that they can get their kids outdoors. The second thing we do is lead partnerships, and we help to accomplish bigger conservation and restoration projects at a landscape scale by bringing a bunch of partners together. And the third one is connecting all people to nature, and that is the field trip program. We've been doing it for 32 seasons. This year, we have 278 field trips throughout the state in 63 counties. There are spaces for about 6,000 people on our trips, and we usually fill those to about 90% capacity. Some of them fill really quickly, and others, you know, always have openings throughout the year.
Well, that's fantastic. What makes this program so popular?
Well, I have to say, first of all, I'm a big fan of Wisconsin, and I just think Wisconsin's a great place to explore. But our field trips really provide an opportunity for people to get out with experts and to connect and to learn about wildlife and wildlands in a really meaningful way. So we send out a 70-page guidebook of all of our trips, and even just like reading through it, you can understand and get all like the breadth of topics. You get a sense of the diversity of Wisconsin. And these are unique hands-on experiences. And sometimes they're access to properties and particular ecosystems that you couldn't see otherwise. And we have some really knowledgeable experts.
And who are these experts? Who are the leaders?
I think that's probably the key to our success. Many of the trips are actually led by DNR professionals. Maybe they're working with a rare species or they're working on a particular natural area. And it's a great way for them to show off the work that they do and the places and lands that they manage. We are also led by naturalists, private landowners, sharing their success stories and sometimes their failures so that you can teach others about it. They have experts from other nonprofits and nature centers that we partner with. Our trips also run a range of physical demand. So we have about 24 field trips that are wheelchair accessible. We have hikes that range from very easy to moderate to some rigorous off-trail hikes. Each one we rate on a scale of 1 to 5. So you know beforehand what you're getting into. We'll also tell you the distance and terrain that you're hiking in. And as for experiences, I mean, there are such a variety. We have hiking and paddling, both canoe and kayak, pontoon trips, biking, car caravans, bus tours. I do a lot of listing because it's just such, it's so many different things that we have. Wildlife, stream ecology, butterflies, freshwater mussels, amphibians, state natural areas, and birding. We have a lot of birding trips. Some are really intimate with like 10 people, and other ones are more group hikes with 20 to 25 people. We have a pre-registration, so we always make sure that we only stay to the limit. You're not going to show up and have too many people per guide. We have a real variety. Yeah, we have old growth in the forest in the north and down to the driftless in the south.
Fantastic. Yeah. Variety is, I guess, an understatement with all those experiences that you mentioned. Now, who attends these trips? They're open to the public, right?
Yeah. They're mostly geared for adults, actually, and lifelong learners. Who doesn't love a field trip? And kids get to go out a lot, maybe with their schools, but adults, we don't give ourselves that opportunity as much. So these really are for people who have a sense of curiosity and want to learn more in depth about something and the ecology. I mean, a lot of places you could just hike on your own, but this is for really learning more in depth about the areas that you're visiting. It's also really important to have kids get outdoors and connect with nature. So we do have about 25% are family friendly to bring out your kids or grandkids. It's wonderful to experience nature and have these experiences together out in the field.
Absolutely. Now, you were telling me about a particular trip that really made a big impact on your life as far as outdoor recreation is concerned. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, we have quite a few trips this year about fish and fish hatcheries. There's three or four trips that we are touring fish hatcheries, but the one that I went on with my husband was how to learn how to fly fish. And it was also about the ecology of the streams in the Driftless and in the Kickapoo area. So I learned how to fly fish on a field trip, and we, my husband and I, have been loving fly fishing ever since then, both in Wisconsin, out in Colorado, and actually in Scotland as well. So it's really opened a door for us to connect with nature in a really meaningful way.
Fantastic. Well, can you tell us about some of the trips you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, we have two new field trips that I'm really excited about, and both of them are actually in northern Wisconsin. The first one is in Iron County. It is called Guile Flowage, Geology, History, and Ecology. First of all, I'd never even heard of the Guile Flowage.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you been there?
Oh, I fished it, and I could tell you stories, but I won't.
I had never heard of it before. So this would be a really neat field trip. It's actually a paddling trip. You do bring your own canoe or kayak, but you go out with a trip leader. So it's like a 3,000-acre undeveloped flowage with 20 wild islands in it. And as you paddle along, your field trip leader tells you about the geology and history of the area, and she teaches you all about it as you're paddling along on this day trip. It happens in September, which is also a really nice time to be out in that part of the state. And the other trip that I found fascinating is a tour of the Hayward Tree Nursery. Hmm. They've been around for 80 years. And they've grown and maintained orchards of all sorts of trees. Now, these are not fruit trees. These are native forest trees like spruce and pine and butternut. So they've selectively grown and bred these trees and harvested the seeds. And those seeds go out and they're raised in the nurseries that end up being used in reforestation projects. But I feel like what is so interesting about this trip is, like, you know, they're intentionally breeding these resilient traits in our native trees that eventually are going to be what helps our forests survive in the long run with the pressures of climate change. It's fascinating. I have a friend who I know who harvests the pine cones from the tops of these huge pine trees. You have to shoot them down and then the pine cones drop. And then that's how they get the seeds from some of these native trees.
My goodness. Okay. Those sound like exciting trips, and I'm sure there are many, many more. And for folks who want to register, where and how do they do that?
You can find out more about us and become a member and register for field trips on our website, which again is wisconservation.org. Now, you do need to be a member. We are a nonprofit, so you do need to be a member in order to register for trips. And membership starts with a $35 tax-deductible donation. There are also per-person fees for the trips. They start at $18 for adults and $8 for children. And some of them are more expensive because maybe they're fundraisers for particular conservation projects in the state.
But still, a year membership and $20, give or take, for a day's outing, you can't get a day anywhere for that kind of money anymore.
Right, especially for like all the different things that we do, tagging monarch butterflies, forest bathing, e-bike tours, learning about bumblebees and pollinators. There's an adventure cave exploration, waterfowl ID on Mississippi with some of the stuffed waterfowl to really learn hands-on about their identifying markers and then going out and IDing them in the fall. So, like I said, there's just such a variety of experiences, and I would say they're definitely worthwhile. I think we try to keep our prices low because we don't want the price to be a factor to get people outdoors.
Very good. Well, Christine, thank you so much. I wish you luck on your trips this year, and I imagine you've got a couple picked out that you're going to do, and maybe our listeners will join you.
Wonderful. That would be great. We'd love it.
Christine Tanzer coordinates the Natural Resources Foundation's field trip program. You can learn more. You can sign up at wisconservation.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Crestliner rebates continue through April 26th, and they have a 26-foot Thunderjet Alexis Pro in stock for big water fishing. And their spring rummage sale is May 10th. Reserve a table or just come and browse. You might find some real treasures. Coast Guard boat safety checks are also going on that day. Find details on the website. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, PROF, hearingcare.com.
And if our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, which is in hiatus now, we're not producing new shows, but if you want to watch past shows, and if it's not airing where you live, you can always watch those past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And if you missed Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV, my special that airs in November every year, if you missed last year's show and you want to watch that one or some older shows, we've got 3 or 4 years archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And we've got this radio program online all the time. Go to lake-link.com. You can download this show, past shows as well. You can also check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. And then Dan and I are on social media. You can find Dan at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And a bunch of announcements this week. The Milwaukee River Spring Cleanup event is set for next Saturday, the 26th, from 9 to noon on 90 places, 90 different spots along the river. So you should find one that where you can help out if you like, and to learn where those spots are and for more information or to sign up, go to MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org. And the DNR is accepting applications for membership on the Wolf Advisory Committee through May 4th. For information on that, go to the DNR website, keywords, Wolf Advisory Committee. And the DNR is seeking input on deer management, harvest quotas, and all of that good stuff, and including the changes for this fall. And you can submit comments in person. You can't do it online anymore, but you can go in person to your County Deer Advisory Council meeting. Have you ever been to one of those, Jeff?
The CDAC meetings, I have not been to yet.
Yeah, well, I went earlier, but I haven't been to one lately. And they're scheduled around the state in every county from the 21st of April through May 1st. So visit the DNR website, keywords there, County Deer Advisory Council. The folks at Raised at Full Draw are sponsoring an archery fundamentals class for adults on May 18th from 10 to 2 at Winnebago East Shore Conservation Club. That's in Chilton. So if you're interested, it's a $10 cost to do that. It's limited to 10 students, so I'm not sure if they're full yet. I haven't been, nobody's told me, but you can check it out at raisedatfulldraw.com. They are taking beginners, and they're going to show you everything you need to know about choosing a bow, shooting, and actually bow hunting, and you don't need to bring any equipment. We mentioned the new DNR website fishing finder app. It's available now, and it replaces the trout tool, which trout anglers are familiar with. I've clicked on it, and the first thing that comes up is a map with all the trout streams. So all my secret places are now not secret anymore, but check it out, Wisconsin Fishing Finder. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next show is Friday, the 2nd of May. That's opening weekend anywhere in the state, of course, but if you're in the Washburn area, get to the Harbor Table in Washburn. The show starts at 4, and you could stay for the fish fry, which is open all evening, and you can learn more at warrennelson.com. I'm Jeff Kelm. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm.
You're Jeff Kelm.
There we go. Well, Wilson and Wilson, I guess we can be Jeff and Jeff. I don't know. So, well, Jeff, good luck with the turkeys, and hope you and Robert get one next week, and we will talk to you again next week, maybe before your next tournament.
Yep. Sounds good, Dan.
All right. Well, folks, get outside and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the loon cries, lover, in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court issued an order early this morning, temporarily blocking some more deportations.
The court order concerns Trump administration plans to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, used rarely and only in wartime until now, to deport about 30 Venezuelan men being held in Texas. The court says not to do that, quote, until further order of this court. The ACLU said in an emergency filing last night that the Venezuelans had been told they were about to be removed. The Supreme Court had previously ruled that could not happen unless they had a chance to legally challenge it. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back home from his trip to El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported. Van Hollen says the case is about more than one man.
President Trump.
It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States of America.